Is my defense working for me? This is a question that I've literally been asking myself over and over and over again for the past 5 years, honestly, because my business has gone through so many iterations. And right now, in all honesty, there is one area of my business that isn't working for me. It is this podcast. This podcast started back in 2022, and it started out as a way for me to have really interesting and inspiring conversations with other people in the industry that I was working in at the time, which was the e-commerce industry. And I love that because I'm a conversationalist. I love building relationships with people. I love talking to people. I think I'm quite a good host. I'm really good at getting things out of people. I'm really good at making people feel seen. What I am not amazing at is following a script and structuring the way that I speak to a form or a keyword subject that would do really well on YouTube or as a podcast episode. And in all honesty, that's what I've been trying to do for the past like few months. I'd had some external advice about how I should better improve my podcast. And every single bit of advice that I was receiving was, you need to do more solo episodes. They need to get more to the point. They need to have better hooks, because the guest episodes will only work if somebody gets to know me. So I went down this route of trying to build a podcast around what somebody else deems to be successful in the realm of podcasting and YouTube. And fair, valid, like all of those things make perfect sense, but it's not me. And I can't keep showing up in that way. My entire business is built around truth, honesty, authenticity, alignment, like trying to create a business that really works for me, that I love showing up for. And honestly, I have avoided recording this podcast for weeks because I don't want to show up in the way that I've been told to show up. And something needs to change. Just in case you're new here, my name is Sophie Biggerstaff. I'm an online business mentor and strategist, and I've worked in the world of online business for the past 6 years, since 2020, when I quit my 12-year fashion industry career and started working online. I've tried pretty much every online business model that you could name, and I have found one that genuinely does work for me. And I help high achievers who are like me 6 years ago start an online business that feels like it really works for them and doesn't feel like a job that they work for. Right now, in all honesty, this podcast feels like a job. It feels like a chore. And that is absolutely not the reason why I started it. I started it because I wanted to feel inspired by other people's journeys. And podcasts are actually my favorite thing to listen to when it comes to learning about business, hearing people's stories, and just genuinely as a source of marketing or information for myself. Podcasts are my go-to. So it made perfect sense for me to start a podcast. And I still think it makes sense for me to have a podcast. But the format that I was doing it in just doesn't work. So I want to give you a little bit more of real-time, behind-the-scenes things that are going on, my thought processes, the way that I am building things, because that's probably more useful to you than a scripted podcast episode or video about subjects that you're searching for, because actually that's not really what you're going to learn. You're going to get that information regardless. The way that you learn is from looking at other people's mistakes, looking at how other people think, looking at how other people are building. That is actually going to be way more useful for you. And my entire business is built around the basis of, we can build businesses that genuinely work for us and our version of success. And my version of success with this podcast is not to have this studio recorded production. It is to create content that resonates with somebody, that somebody can listen to and say, you know what, I see myself in that episode. I see myself in that conversation, and I can pull X, Y, Z bit of information from that episode, and I can go away and run with that. Because honestly, that is how I use podcasts. I pretty much every single day go on a beach walk at around sunset time. I live in Thailand, if you don't know that about me already. And I go for a beach walk pretty much every sunset. I won't be today because, in case you can't actually hear it, raining outside, and it is sunset probably in about an hour or so. But when I'm on that sunset walk, and generally when I'm walking around, if you ever see me with headphones in, I'm pretty much always listening to a podcast. Even when I go to the gym, I'm listening to a podcast. And that is really genuinely where I get so much of my inspiration from. I don't use Instagram, I don't use TikTok, I don't really follow short form media that often, but I do listen to long form content. I do read long form content. In the past few years, I've really been trying to use the approach in my business of marketing how I consume. And that is also the advice that I give most of my clients, particularly in my programs like Foundations, which is my signature group coaching program and online course, where I teach someone how to build an online business that works for them and their definition of success. There's not many courses out there on the market that teach that approach, because I'm not just teaching you a one-size-fits-all blueprint in that program. I'm teaching you how to build something that genuinely works for you. And even in my one-on-ones with my clients that are like 2 to 3 years in business and want to go back and really fix the foundations in their business, the advice I always give them when it comes to marketing is that you have to market it in a way that feels good for you, feels authentic to you, show up, feels like something that you actually want to go ahead and do and that you can remain consistent at. Because if you can't enjoy something, if you can't be consistent at something, it's going to be really hard for you to find success in that. And that's been proven to me in so many different ways in my business, particularly over the past year, where I love writing and I went all in on LinkedIn over the past year in my business because I love writing so much. And I completely boycotted the short form media platforms. I completely boycotted Instagram and TikTok. I don't use them anymore to market my own business. I still have a presence there, but I'm not actively showing up. That has been shown in the success rates that I've had on LinkedIn as well. Like if I look at my success rates on Instagram, where I have had that Instagram account for nearly 6 years, and it's only grown to just over 2,000 followers. And I look at my LinkedIn account, I've gained 10,000 followers on LinkedIn. And yes, I've been posting very consistently there, but I enjoy it. I found a formula that works for me. This is so easy for me to sit there and show up on LinkedIn, honestly, and create content there because it comes naturally to me. And therefore, my energy is in it and it gets results. Whereas if I'm trying to create content for Instagram, it feels like filling teeth because I just don't care to perform to trends, which is obviously what works with the algorithm on those short form media platforms. Now, if I look at my podcast right now and the kind of things that I like listening to in podcasts, it's things like this, people rambling, like people talking about the things that are going on in their day to day, in their behind the scenes, their lifestyles. And then on the other side of that, it's people having conversations. And I really just want this podcast, in all honesty, I want it to work for me firstly, but I also want it to work for you. I want you to take something away from it and feel inspired when you leave listening to this and think, oh, okay, I can really relate to her because she's done X, Y, Z, and maybe I could then do this because if it's worked for her, maybe that works for me. And ultimately, we need inspiration in order for us to build businesses that work for us. If we can't see it to be possible for us, then it's really going to be hard for us to identify that we could actually go and do the thing. My goal right now is to show up way more authentically on this podcast and get the podcast back to a position where it feels like it's working for me. And I don't mean that in like KPI metric results, because I look at the results and the results are, to be honest, it goes up every month. So people are listening, people are downloading this podcast, and it's working across multiple platforms, not just one, which is really great to see. But the format that I'm showing up on this podcast isn't working for me. The past few months, this podcast has felt like a chore. And I don't want anything in my business to feel like a chore. I want my business to be fun. I want it to be playful. I want it to work for me. I do not ever want to feel like I'm working for a job that I absolutely hate, because I've been there, done that, I've escaped it. And I don't want to go back. And I don't want that for you either. I want to show you that you can build a business that works well for you and feels good for you, and lets you live your life. Like, I'm just here in my apartment in Thailand. I'm watching the rain as I'm talking to you. I am literally just going about my day. I've just taken 10 minutes to set my phone up, and I'm recording on Riverside right now, so that it's on my phone. I haven't got any equipment other than this little mic. Normally I have a full production setup, and even that felt wrong because I'm not a visual person. Like, trying to create a production setup is annoying for me, honestly, like, because my brain doesn't work like that. That's very hard for me to do. And I want this to feel fun and easy. And doing it like this, in all honesty, I feel like a lot more enjoyment talking to the camera in this way, because it feels authentic. It feels like it's coming from me. It feels like I'm talking to a friend. Whereas if I'm trying to search keywords on YouTube and then build an episode around those keywords, that's where it feels inauthentic to me. And that is feels like where it feels like I'm playing a game with the algorithm to get views on my podcast. And on all honesty, I know the right people are always going to find my podcast.
I'm going to interrupt this episode for 40 seconds to ask you a very quick question. If you're running an e-commerce business right now, are you using email marketing? If not, you're missing big opportunities in your current sales funnel, because email is one of the fastest ways to get in front of your ideal customers directly to increase sales in your e-commerce business. And email marketing tools like today's show sponsor, Omnisend, have literally been set up to help you sell more easily. Omnisend is trusted by 150,000 plus brands. They're 4.8 star reviews on Shopify and 24/7 human support. On average, Omnisend customers are making $79 for every $1 spent, making it one of the highest return on investments in marketing. If this has made you realize you need to get started with email marketing, or you're looking for a new email marketing tool to migrate to, Omnisend will handle this free of charge in just 5 days for paid plan users. Check out Omnisend at the link in the show notes and use code ITSSOPHIEBIGGERSTAR for an exclusive listener discount. Now back to the episode.
Regardless of the keywords that I use. So for me right now, this is me showing up in a new way on my podcast. I'm trying to get my podcast to work better for me and work for my business, and also feel like a really fun thing to do. And I also want you to take something away from it as well. So expect more of these little ramblings, probably on different subjects every single time. But essentially, this is what was live for me right now. This is what's going on in my business right now. I've got so many things that are working really well in my business. I worked really hard to fix so many of these things, because at the end of the day, building a business that works for us is all about getting really honest with yourself and say, okay, I feel like I'm batting my head against a wall here and this isn't doing well, and saying, okay, I know when it's time to give something up, because that is not the way that's going to work for me anymore. Building a business that works for you is really all about just having so much fun and enjoying the way that you're showing up and letting your business work for you, not making it feel like you have a full-time job on your hands. Because we build businesses to feel free. We build businesses to escape the 9-to-5 systems that our culture was kind of built around. And actually, if we're operating in certain ways in our business, or we're doing things that feel like obligation all the time, it starts to feel really soul-destroying. And that is when people start to lose motivation, they lose resilience, they lose so much of themselves to the business that then they end up giving up. And I've seen that way too many times. And I would say that I really like to persevere through things and find ways to work for me, rather than, like, I could have just said, you know what, I'm not doing this podcast anymore. Like, I've literally got my laptop here. I've been having a back and forth conversation with Claude for the past half an hour, being like, this script doesn't work for me. I don't want to talk about these things. And now I was like, do you know what, I'm going to scrap it. I'm going to scrap that. That doesn't work for me. So this is how it's going to work going forward. I am going to be showing up with a subject, going to ramble on about that subject. I don't really care about having all of these hooks and a certain structure to this show anymore. I really just want it to come from an authentic place. And I hope that you take something away from that. I hope it inspires you to help you build a business that works for you. So take this today as your little sign to have a look into your business. If there's anything that is feeling like you just don't want to do it anymore, or you've been trying really hard and it's not been working, or even in your day-to-day career or day-to-day lives, if there is anything that feels that way, take a real hard look at that and say, why? Why is that not working for you? Because for me to get to this point of, like, just showing up here today and rambling on at you for 15 minutes, it had to take a question of me being like, well, why am I not enjoying it? And the reason why is because I have no interest in showing up and reading off a script. I want to have genuine conversations with people. I'm a relationship builder. And if I'm reading off of a script, you can't really feel me. So here we are. Take this as your inspo to go away and look at your own lives, your own businesses, your own careers, and see what hasn't been working for you. And then we can start putting you on the right track to help it work better for you. Now, on that note, I am going to be changing the name of this podcast over from The Freedom Method to Working For Me, because essentially that is the core of everything that I do in my business. I have an online course and group coaching programs, which is all about building the foundations of your business to work for you in my one-on-one work and or everything that I do, it all comes down to building a business that works for you. So it only makes sense that I do Relaying, the podcast that works for me as well. And I've also recently started a Substack. So I'm going to invite you to go and join that Substack so that you can hear more from me and behind the scenes on my business and find out what's actually been working for me on a weekly basis in lifetime. So I will drop the link to that in the show notes. If you have any questions about this at all, feel free to drop me a message. I'm always going to be found on LinkedIn and my name is Sophie Biggerstaff. But in the meantime, thank you so much for listening to me raveling. I hope that you enjoy this new format of the podcast and I would love to hear your thoughts in the comments below. If you did enjoy it, make sure you like and subscribe and I will see you in the next one.
That's a wrap on today's episode of the Freedom Method podcast. Thank you so much for listening. If this episode helped you think differently about how to build an online business, gave you the push you needed to leave your corporate job, or just reminded you that a freedom lifestyle business is genuinely possible, I want to hear about it. Find me on Instagram or LinkedIn at It's Sophie Biggerstaff and tell me what landed for you. All the links on how to work with me are in the show notes. And if this episode spoke to you, please subscribe and share it with someone you know who's dreaming of something more. I'll see you next time.